The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
My, how the years have flown. That's all I can say after watching last night. Did you too? Yeah, we can talk about that off and on throughout the morning. Happy to take your calls at 770-563-3770-KMED. My email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. Yeah, we'll be talking a bit about last night's debate. I'm going to play some of the bites and some of the exchanges. I'm not just going to do bites, but, you know, actually some of the exchanges here. And it's, you know, the one thing I can certainly say is that Donald Trump won by nature of actually speaking English and actually stringing together some English words. But I do believe, though, that there were some opportunities that were left on the table by former President Trump last night. But yeah, he was certainly better than, I mean, the question we should be asking this morning is not whether Joe Biden should be the Democratic candidate that Donald Trump takes on in November. The question should be is, why is President Biden still President Biden? That's the real question that we should be asking this morning, is it not? Essentially, what happened is that the Democrats are in a full-blown panic and meltdown this morning because they're now seeing the Joe Biden that the Republicans have been talking about now for, oh, I don't know, the last year, two, three, or more. But we're talking about, you know, well, should he still be the candidate? Hey, listen, I don't want that guy having the nuclear codes, do you? Or even, you know, deciding about that. Oh, wow. 770-5633 if you wanted to join in. Rick Manning and I will break this down a bit more here in around 20 minutes or so. But, you know, my overall take on it, CNN, it was actually quite fair. I think the moderators were quite fair. I didn't think I was going to like the muting of the microphones and the rules. The new rules about the debate. I even talked about that yesterday. I wasn't sure I was going to like that one, but I think it worked okay. It worked all right. Most of the questions, though, were still blue bubble questions. You couldn't get away from this thing because it was CNN. But it wasn't like, you know, the one thing I'm also very happy though is that you didn't have debate moderators trying to fact check the candidates. I thought that was good. I thought that part was really good. And as far as the debate, it was run really well. The candidates, there were some good notes and a whole bunch of not so good notes. But I know that the moment that we heard President Biden start talking, Linda and I look at each other. Oh, boy, this is going to be a bad night. He just knew it was going to be a bad night. They started off with inflation here.
What do you say to voters who feel they are worse off under your presidency than they were under President Trump?
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president, what Mr. Trump left me. We had an economy that was in free fall. The pandemic was so badly handled. Many people were dying. All he said was, it's not that serious. Just inject a little bleach into your arm. You'll be all right. The economy collapsed. There were no jobs. Unemployment rate rose to 15%. It was terrible. And so what we had to do is try to put things back together again. And that's exactly what we began to do. We created 15,000 new jobs. We brought out the position where we have 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. But there's more to be done. There's more to be done. Working class people are still in trouble. I come from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I come of household where the kitchen table, if the things weren't able to be met during the month, it was a problem. Price of eggs, the price of gas, the price of housing, the price of a whole range of things. That's why I'm working so hard to make sure I deal with those problems, that we're going to make sure that we reduce the price of housing. We're going to make sure we build 2 million new units. We're going to make sure we cap rents so corporate greed can't take over. The combination, what I was left with in corporate greed, is the reason why we're in this problem right
corporate
now.
Corporate greed.
In addition to that, we're in a situation where if you take a look at all that was done in his administration, he didn't do much at all. By the time he left, things were in chaos, literally chaos. And so we put things back together. We created, I said, those jobs. We make sure we had a situation where we brought down the price of prescription drugs, which is a major issue for many people, to $15.
Oh, sorry about that. Just lost the tape. There we go.
What do you say to...
Let me go.
What do you say?
Hang on just a second here. I ended up screwing up the recorder. Let me... There. Come on. Actually, my computer is screwing up. You can believe that. Listen, my computer to play back the bites, it can't handle it. It can't handle the debate. I'll tell you what, let me shut it down, and I'm going to restart the machine, and then we'll bring some more back on that. But that's kind of how it all went. It really was. It was not one of America's greatest moments. 770-5633. I'll go to line two first. Hi, good morning. While I get the computer back on, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Vicky from the Applegate.
Hey, Vicky. Did you watch
Electronics
it?
Don't like me, so I was on hold, so that's probably I screwed up your computer.
My computer didn't even want to play back the Biden bites. It couldn't handle it.
So I rely on you guys, all you guys, during the day to get me up to speed, although that was pretty damn slow.
Yeah, did you listen to the debate last night? Because we even carried it on radio. We carried it on the station.
This fire up here, and so we're just like in evacuation two mode, so
yeah.
We're just watering a lot. We have 5 acres, so we're just trying to do all that stuff. But my husband cracked me up last night because he was talking about he heard on the radio on the way home about them muting the mics, and he said somebody said, oh, they should hold up Trump should hold up cue cards every time, you know, he wants to respond to what Biden's saying. And then he said what would be even better is if he learned sign language so he could, like, sign why, you know, Biden was talking. But after listening to that clip, I think someone needs to sign for Biden.
Well, but you think about it, though. They're asking the question this morning, should Biden still be the candidate? But we really should be asking, should he still be the president right now, don't you think?
Hell the no.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I was a caregiver since 1989, and I have worked with such a variety of older people, and that is somebody I would be, like, giving him a pedicure and making sure he's putting the right clothes on.
And making sure that the pudding is in the right section on the, you know, on the on the tray.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say that flippantly because, you know, listen, I'm getting older and I know that I'll probably be there, you know, at some point. But,
oh, my God, Bill, you're so far from being there.
Well, I'm 62, 63. You know, we all hope that maybe we have at least a good 75 to 80 good summers. You just never know, right?
Yeah, but he's beyond. He's like past summer. He's into,
he's into glacier winter, you know, at this point. I appreciate the call. Thanks for making that, all right? 770-5633. Okay, boy, I have my computer back. Maybe I can vomit out some more sound bites. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you doing this morning? What are you thinking?
Well, yeah, just kind of looking at the big scene there, and it's really remarkable. You're quite right. What are we going to do for the next 6 months with somebody like this at the nuclear helm? Anyway, my question, my take on it is the people around Biden have known. That he is shot. I
mean, of course.
He's gone. So why was this debate even scheduled? Because the people around him knew it was going to be a disaster. And so my thinking is that they deliberately let Biden go ahead and have this, or even encourage him to have this debate so that they could get rid of him.
Letting him destroy himself, in other words, right?
Yeah. And so make it real clear to everyone that, including Biden, but basically give them the excuse to replace him. And it's Biden's already done his job. I mean, we have 30, 40, 50 million people here in the country who shouldn't be here. We have several divisions of Chinese soldiers all over the place setting up farms near the military bases. You know, Biden has done and bankrupted the whole thing. So Biden has served his term. He's done everything that.
In other words, he's done what he was meant to do by the globalist cabal.
Yes, exactly. So he's used up, and now they're thinking, well, now I don't know what the game plan is. What they it was obviously a dump Biden moment last night, and so what they have planned ahead right now.
Yeah, well, here's the challenge here, because Donald Trump sounded better, and it actually is very fluid, and he's able to riff, and he was certainly, and I got to say, he was more disciplined than I've seen him before. That was good to see. He didn't make any faces and things like that, because they had cameras on him all the time.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He had a scowl for days.
Oh, no. But that's his scowl. That's his Napoleonic scowl. He always had. At least that's better. It's just there, you know. And that's okay. He does that all the time. And it's better that he just did the scowl rather than, like, making lots of different faces and things. And so that was good. And he was fluid.
Okay.
The point being, though, is that some of the responses that were given, I thought – he was kind of unprepared in some of these issues. I was surprised, actually. Not that he didn't have something to say and that he was riffing, but it was almost like he was doing a rally, or it's like he was preparing for a rally rather than taking on your rival, I guess. Maybe.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the problems with Trump is that I don't think he listens to people around him, and he has trouble about admitting that he's ever done anything wrong or made a mistake or whatever. And so I don't doubt if he went into this debate without listening to, you know, people around him say, well, when this topic is brought up, this is what you could or should say. If he didn't do that, that's possible, but you know,
I'll give some examples. I'm going to talk more about that with Rick Manning here, because we want to just, like I said, you know, Biden crumbled. There's no there. It's an empty suit, right? He's just done.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's no doubt about that. At the same time, though, I think President Trump needs to be a little better prepared on these things and not let stuff get away from him. And I'll talk more about where I thought that went in just a little bit. Okay,
right.
I got to go. I appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much. Let me grab another call or two. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this?
Yes, Gene.
Hi, Gene. Go ahead. What was your overall impression?
Okay, I've got three questions.
Uh-huh.
One, who is that Gerard that advertises about a stroke?
He's a former basketball player. He's a basketball player, former basketball player, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That tells me what's going on then. I couldn't remember what sport he was with.
Okay.
But as for President Trump, why didn't they bring up the Democrat insurrection with Antifa and BLM?
Because the presidents weren't technically involved in it. I think that's why. And besides, remember, these were questions coming from the blue bubble overall on CNN.
Oh, no, and they never give President Trump the list of questions, so he couldn't prepare that good.
Well, and I don't know if they gave them to Biden either, but he didn't prepare all that well either, from the sounds of it. Let me go to line four. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Holly Morton, Josephine County.
Hi, Holly. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I thought the debates were fantastic. We had several of us in the office listening. I thought that Biden was in a permanent state of shock. And there were two things that were happening. One, he was forced to listen to reality, which I get the feeling is not, he doesn't live in the real world. He doesn't recognize what people are saying about him. But the second thing is he didn't have the protection of the media around him.
True.
You know, everybody's always protecting him, spinning everything that he says, making a way for it for people to find what he just said to be palatable.
I would imagine Jean-Pierre is going to call in sick today. You know, she's just not going to be available, right?
That's going to be interesting. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but that should be fascinating. But that struck me. I mean, he had this permanent look of shock.
Well, when he first came on stage, Holly, it shocked me to see his eyes were black. It was like that black, dilated, sort of, drugged up look. And it was scary, actually, when I saw that, going, oh, my gosh. And as much as I dislike President Biden and the policies, especially the policies of his administration, you know, to see that, and I'm thinking about you're on the world stage, right? And what does this project? It projects, in my opinion, in fact, really, last night's debate projected an image of a country which is not particularly serious right now, but in serious trouble. I know you talked about it. You thought it was a great debate. I thought it was a well-run debate. I can't say it was a great debate. It wasn't a great debate, you know, between the two candidates, but it was probably one of the best run and smoothest debates that we've had for quite some time. And so I have to give props to CNN for that. But anyway, please continue. Okay.
That's funny. I was telling my friends that I was texting with, they're going to say tomorrow, well, mark my word, they're going to say the real winner of this debate was CNN for putting on a really good debate.
Donald Trump won. Donald Trump won, though. Donald Trump won.
Well,
but let me tell you, Donald Trump left a lot of blood on the field last night that I think could have been dealt better with. That I'm still thinking
well,
that.
He was so busy. He doesn't like to be criticized, as we all know. And so he, you know, when he would get into a question, he would have to go back and correct what he thought was an injustice before he could move forward.
All right. Well, this is what I would do next time, you know, because we're going to vote for Donald Trump. We know that, right? But I would put a dog collar on him next time at the debate. And every time he says, I did this, you just, you know, zap it, you know, just zap it. Because it's not just the president. It's not just the president. You know,
send a letter to his wife because she's the only one he listens to.
That's apparent. Thanks for the call, Holly. Let me go to line two. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Bill. This is Melissa Malasco.
Hi, Melissa. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to kind of weigh in. I can't believe that these people have been lying this entire time about him being able to run the country. Somebody needs to really hammer that home on the Republican side that we've been, you know, being lied to.
I would agree, Melissa. And what was put on display last night was the, you know, the receipts that the United States is in its late Soviet Union stage. Remember when we had when they had all of those ossified, mummified people up on the stage at the May Day parades, like Brezhnev doing the, you know, doing the wave.
Yes.
That's where
exactly.
We are right now. That's where we are. And
the other thing is, too, I mean, you got to kind of blame the Republicans for the fact that they allowed this debate to even happen in June. If they had just said, no, we're going to do debates like we normally do and after everybody accepts the, you know, the position and we vote everybody in, that's our, you know, our candidate. And they didn't do that. They did it now. So now actually the Democrats have time to prepare and to put somebody else in.
Well, so, last night's debate, though, Melissa, you know, last night's debate was a hit piece on Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tend to agree with Tom that this was all planned. I mean, these people aren't that stupid. Hunter is like the most smart person that Joe has ever met. But then Hunter isn't going to step up and say, hey, Dad, you know, this is not a good idea. This is going to end up being a disaster. They just set him up.
It was kind of a Democrat mafia hit, really, when it comes right down to it. Oh,
yeah, and then now they're all
oh, it's so sad.
Say, you know, we didn't know.
Oh, Joe, we didn't know. So sad that you weren't able to really string a few sentences together. But we really appreciate your service. Hi, get in the limo. All right. Anyway, thank you very much, though, Melissa. Be well. Okay?
Yeah, let me go ahead and add to what it is you said about President Trump not performing quite as well as he should. You know, I'm not the best public speaker in the world, but I do know that I don't go around repeating myself over and over again. And that was a little bit frustrating that he would just, you know, say the same thing. Not that he was talking about the same topic, because that was totally fine. It was that the sentence was repeated and he looped back. And I felt like he could have spent the time that he was given a little bit more with more substance.
And exactly. Yeah, it was not as substantive of a debate as I would have preferred. But like I said, Don still had a much better night than Joe.
He's a winner.
sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that, right? I'll talk more about this with Rick coming up here in the next few minutes. But thank you so much. Great call. Always appreciate that, Melissa. It is 6:30.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Lamont from Orleans, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
6:32. We're going to break for news. Bill London helping us out, keeping us informed while the thing's going on. And then we're going to talk with Rick Manning, the D.C. Swamp Update, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, boy, there was some good, but certainly more of the latter. And we'll kick it around here as the United States puts on full display its end Soviet Union era kind of status with its leadership. It's, where do we go? And like I said, the question, it shouldn't be whether Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic candidate in November. The question is, why is he still president? This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Well, you know it's Orleans Stove and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orleans. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orleans now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orleans Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orleans easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orleans Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orleans.com or at 541-779-5340.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Darlene 3 fire near Lapine has grown to over 3,900 acres. It's 42% contained. Numerous level 3 and 2 evacuations still are in place. Winds have blown the fire over containment lines on the east side of that fire. Meanwhile, the upper Applegate fires at 937 acres at 65% contained. All of the growth has been within containment lines. Grants Pass police officers were dispatched to the Holiday Inn on Agnes Avenue for a reported theft of firefighting equipment from U.S. forestry trucks used to fight the upper Applegate fire. The thieves took thousands of dollars of hotshot backpacks, emergency fire shelters, first aid kits, and chainsaws. A federal appeals court has sided with environmental groups putting a halt to logging private land that was once part of the Elliott State Forest. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled logging mature trees on the 355-acre parcel would violate the Endangered Species Act because it would harm the marbled murrelet. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are calls within Democrat circles for President Biden to abandon his re-election bid following last night's debate. Rough night for the 81-year-old Biden, who appeared to totally lose his train of thought at times, his answers difficult to follow or, in some cases, rambling. Former President Trump says that he passed a couple of cognitive tests, and he is once again calling on President Biden to submit to such a test. The former Uvalde, Texas school police chief has been indicted for his role in the tardy police response to the deadly 2022 Robb Elementary School massacre. Pete Arredondo was booked on 10 counts of child endangerment and released. Remembered for her passion for reading and her love of animals, Jocelyn Nungary has been laid to rest, 12-year-old Houston girl killed allegedly by two illegal immigrants from Venezuela. This is SRN News.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Kevin Costner. I'm proud to introduce my new theatrical epic, Horizon, an American saga.
There was a promise in America. If you're strong enough, if you're tough enough, you can make what's out there yours.
It was not a fair place, but people aspired to be great. I think Horizon is all about that.
Horizon, an American saga. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing only in theaters. Get tickets now.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $445 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a 70, excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
The Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
And we appreciate you being here on KMED, 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass, the jukebox. By the way, you can also hear all of KMED's talk format on 105.9 in Grants Pass, too, in the city of Grants Pass. Well, I have lost Rick Manning at the moment. I had him for a second, and then the phone dropped. I don't know if things are just going kind of crazy in D.C. We'll see if we can get him back on here in the next few minutes, and we'll definitely do our best to get a D.C. swamp update rolling, okay? But happy to take your calls on last night's debate here. And before I get back to the phones, now that I actually have my bite machine working, let's just roll a little bit of what happened last night with, in case you missed it, with the inflation conversation. We got that.
And we're going to make sure that we reduce the price of housing. We're going to make sure we build 2 million new units. We're going to make sure we cap rents so corporate greed can't take over. The combination that I was left with in corporate greed is the reason why we're in this problem right now. In addition to that, we're in a situation where if you take a look at all that was done in his administration, he much at all. By the time he left, things were in chaos, literally chaos. And so we put things back together. We created, I said, those jobs. We make sure we had a situation where we now, we brought down the price of prescription drugs, which is a major issue for many people, to $15 for an insulin shot as opposed to $400. No senior has to pay more than $200 for any drug, all the drugs they can include beginning next year. And the situation is we're going to make that available to everybody, to all Americans. So we're working to bring down the price of around the kitchen table, and that's what we're going to get done.
Thank you. President Trump?
We have the greatest economy in the history of our country. We have never done so well. Everybody was amazed by it. Other countries were copying us. We got hit with COVID. And when we did, we spent the money necessary so we wouldn't end up in a Great Depression, the likes of which we had in 1929, by the time we finished. So we did a great job. We got a lot of credit for the economy, a lot of credit for the military, and no wars and so many other things. Everything was rocking good. But the thing we never got the credit for, and we should have, is getting us out of that COVID mess. He created mandates. That was a disaster for our country. But other than that, we had given them back a country where the stock market actually was higher than pre-COVID, and nobody thought that was even possible. The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants and bounce-back jobs, a bounce-back from the COVID.
There we go. That was the initial response. And by the way, I think things were sounding better in the beginning, and I honestly think that it decayed, especially in that final 30 minutes or so of the debate, especially when they got into with some other conversations. Let me go to John, though. John's in Ashland. John, give me your overall take, what you were hearing yesterday.
Well, I thought Trump was excellent in all ways, and it just showed Biden's senility. But what I'm really concerned about now is that the judge that's going to sentence Trump on July 11th, he could put him in prison for life for 34 felonies. And a friend of mine was sentenced. He should never have been charged. And there's nothing that can stop that judge. And the system isn't set up to stop him. And I would bet anything that he will sentence him to Rikers Island to go to prison July 11th. And that's the only way they can beat Trump other than killing him at this point.
Well, it's either that or you end up, as even Trump was talking about, how the Biden administration is trying to take us to war. It's obvious that it is. And you know that when a regime gets desperate, you can always bring up, we got a war, we got a hot war, it's an emergency, emergency powers are here, and we're going to keep things going. Right. Do you think the current regime would go that far and do it?
But even if they did create a war before the election, I think people see now that Biden isn't capable of dealing with any kind of thing like that. He's so incompetent and so compromised by his cognitive functioning that I think that would help Trump win the election if there was a war. But I mean, I'm telling you that with all this lawfare and knowing what can happen with these judges, this is a hack judge that was appointed by a far left Democratic Party. And there's nothing that can stop him from putting Trump in prison, in state prison. And it's just terribly tragic what is about to happen to him.
All right. I appreciate the call there. John, thanks for the opinion. 770-5633. Yeah, find your phone Friday, and you go ahead and find yours. And I know that Bob Shan did. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bill. I had a hard time connecting with the presidents with regards to their golf game. I tried golfing, and I'd boil and boil those golf balls and never get them tender enough to eat, so I went back to fishing.
You know, that was an example of when I thought the debate was really starting. Oh, this is really starting to decay now, right?
Yeah.
Eyes were glazing over a bit on that. But the thing is, though, what was that now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was the only spark I saw, was when they were battling about who's had the better golf game.
You know, I've never played golf. Have you?
Yeah. Just briefly, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why I would never make it in corporate America, because I don't know how to play golf. And, you know, my dad would never take me golfing. You know, he always had his customers with him. He took me fishing, but he never took me golfing for some reason.
Yeah. No. Your dad was a smart man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. 770-5633. Let me go to the lines. We're talking about last night's debate and the general consensus of what you're thinking this morning. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Marty the trucker. How are you?
Hi, Marty. How does a trucker out there on the road think about it this morning?
Well, I look at it like this. What Trump keeps reiterating, hey, when the price of oil is low per barrel, these despotic leaders like Putin and the rest and Iran, they don't do anything because they don't have the money to do it. But when Joe Biden comes in and the price of oil goes from $40 a barrel to $80 a barrel, all hell breaks loose because now they got the money to finance terrorism, finance wars, etc. I thought that was the most important point he kept making. You want to switch to all electric? Well, you better get ready for a world full of war because now these clowns are going to control the oil market and have the money to do their nefarious things.
Well, how many times was I saying on the air here, Marty, that I've had a bunch of oil stocks because I knew that they would do okay during the Biden regime because he was fighting them. And yet, in spite of the fact that he's fighting them, people need the product. They do. And, you know, Western society, modern society needs it. Trump wins? No. It might be putting a little, what they call those trailing stop orders or whatever it is to sell something and say, so it doesn't go down too far because it could literally be, you know, lower prices. A lot of times the oil stocks are just really related to the price of oil. See what I'm coming at? You know, that sort of thing. And Trump does his magic. I'd be happy to pay less, though. That'd be good. I'm all right.
Well, yeah, because the point is that, you know, Trump could have just said it's called 2, 4, 6, and 8. When I was president, $2 a gallon for gas.
Mm-hmm.
When I was president, $4 for a pound of hamburger, right?
Right.
You know, under you, it's double. You know, it's $4 a gallon for gas. And simple things like that would have even brought home the point even more cogently.
But you see, that was my concern. Everyone's saying that Trump did a great job. I think he did an adequate job, but you're right. He didn't have zingers prepared, and he's a good zinger guy. You know, he's a great zinger guy. Nobody can deliver a zinger like Donald Trump, and I didn't really hear much of like what you talked about, that 2, 4, 6, 8, or, you know, how things have doubled. And that's what made me think that it wasn't quite as prepared as he should have been, in my view. But it may not matter because there are not going to be any more debates. Wouldn't you agree? Right. It's probably it. That's all.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, but the last thing about the golf business is a good point, because there's an old saying that and this applied to Bill Clinton. It goes like this. A man who cheats in life won't necessarily cheat at golf, but a man who cheats at golf will always cheat at life.
Appreciate the call, Marty. Good to hear from you. 770-5633. If you're on hold, I will get to your call, and I'll continue to take it here in just a moment. This is the Bill Myers Show. KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right into blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out. But I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
Longer days and warming weather means more time outside. Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know if your outdoor patio is uneven, cracked, settling, or separating, Terra Firma can help. Restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours. The foam technology settles underneath and lifts your concrete. It's fast and affordable and improves the look and safety of your patios and pathways. Get your outdoor spaces ready with Terra Firma. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173-547.
It's a great time to travel, and Phoenix Auto Center invites you to stop by before you hit the road. Jolene here, reminding you that taking care of your vehicle to keep you driving safely is what we do. We install top brand name tires for exceptional performance and handling, and we provide full service auto and RV repair too. You can count on us for tune-ups, brakes, shocks, alignments, cooling systems, vehicle manufacturer maintenance, and more. Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, serving Rogue Valley drivers since 1970.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Saving Social Security from last night.
If they just paid 24%, 25%,
the
either
rich.
One of those numbers.
The rich. And
they've raised $500 million, billion dollars, I should say, in a 10-year period. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on Social Security. They're going to destroy Social Security. This man is going to single-handedly destroy Social Security. These millions and millions of people coming in, they're trying to put them on Social Security. He will wipe out Social Security. He will wipe out Medicare. So he was right in the way he finished that sentence, and it's a shame.
Yeah, that was a pretty good zinger. I'm glad that he did that. That was an example of a good exchange, I thought, last night, Social Security. He talked about the border a lot, and yet kind of tiptoed around it on another issue, which I was kind of surprised about. But let me go back to the phones and your take on last night's presidential candidates debate. And hello, Michael Shaw. Welcome.
Good morning. Got a couple of points that I'll try to get through really quickly here for you. Number one, I knew Biden had lost when my left of center union supporting wife said, "Turn it off. I can't stand this anymore." So,
oh, you have a mixed marriage then? Okay.
I do. So my wife is an oncology specialist nurse for the last 40 years, and she's left the center because she supports the union for nurses and such, and it's done well for her over the years. But she's not diehard left, as they say, slightly left the center. But she couldn't stand to see a fumbling old fool totally destroy himself and the rest of his party. Even though she doesn't always vote that way, she couldn't stand it, asked me to go to the other room to watch it so she could turn it off.
Wow.
That's number one.
So the blue bubble in your household was pierced last night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So as we laugh about it, our votes sort of cancel each other out.
All right. By the way, how do you make that work? I don't know if I could be married to someone, as much as I might love a person who is that diametrically opposed to me politically. But you know, how do you make that work?
It's not that she's diametrically opposed to my positions and thoughts and ideas. She likes them softer than I do, and there's certain things that we avoid talking about. And you know, I go off and I have nice conversations with you and others. And she goes about her business just having a great job that supported her throughout the years and tending to her garden. So
how did you ever talk about the abortion debacle, the debate last night, which was a portion of that? I'll play some of it in just a bit. But President Trump was more or less crowing about turning it back over to the states, which means out on the West Coast, nothing would ever change. In fact, if anything, they're talking about putting it in the Constitution, you know, doing ballot measures for that. Do you ever get into that conversation? Is that a big deal? Because
that's one of the topics that we don't discuss. Mm-hmm. You know, so I know where to step around things lightly and such, and so does she. So it works out that way. But there's a happy medium in between because there's so many other good things going on between us.
All right, good to hear that. Wild Sam and Steve is next here. Welcome. You're on the Bill Myers Show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Interesting show this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, we're having fun. Well, you know, it's one of those things where you don't need a lot of guests. It's just let's talk about what we saw, what we heard, what we're thinking, and where we probably need to go. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly, really.
Okay, well, my brain works. I'm a systems guy, and you got to think of what's really going on here. And to kind of put it back into perspective, I think, well, I hope most people have read Catch-22, the old book about World War II, where Milo Minderbender was a Biden, and he was making deals with everybody to make himself rich. And last night what happened was he bombed his own airport.
Yeah, yeah. That's, in essence, what happened. Sure.
And And the risk now is all of those three-letter agencies that have worked together against Trump, because Trump was trying to make the government sort of like private enterprise.
Well, he was actually trying to bend the government to what the citizens were looking for, or what, you know, yes, the majority of citizens needed. And, you know, one of the biggest revelations, I think, for people over these last few years, and I don't know if it's decades even then, is that Washington doesn't serve the people at all. Washington serves itself.
No, it's the three-letter agencies supporting each other to the point that nothing works. You know, they don't care if anything happens except their budget gets funded, whether it's the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Interior, the Department of Education,
the CIA, the FBI. It's a matter of if their pension is okay, if their economy in D.C. is okay, if
eventually it's going to fail. So, you know, they can't hide that, or they can only hide it to a point. And I think maybe the risk now is they still have a lot of control, and or in order for Trump to make any changes, there's got to be a really big change in Congress.
And you look at the that D.C. blob right now, it has to be scared and panicking right now. And a scared, panicking beast with that kind of power and authority, man.
Yeah, they're plotting. What are we going to do now? That's my big concern is, you know, last time Trump was doing so well and the Chinese bailed him out, and you can go into any kind of conspiracy theory you want there, but the reality is COVID bailed the Chinese and all the three-letter agencies out by releasing the COVID virus. So I don't know what could come up, but just, you know.
By the way, if you want to actually go into that that Chinese virus story, I wanted to suggest, you ever read the Ron Unz, the editor of the American Conservative? I don't know if he still is. Have you ever read Ron Unz?
I have not. I read, you know, I know Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a terrible lib, but his book explained exactly what's going on in the government only from the perspective of the Department of Health.
I'm not so sure. Services. Well, you want to really take a look at something that's really interesting that might warp your brain a little bit this weekend. Go to unz.com, the Unz Review. And, of course, there's a lot of radical stuff on that website, okay? But there is – Ron Unz has a amazing – theory that that really what COVID was a botched bioweapons attack on China, and it's a fascinating read. Go take a look at it. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
If you really you'll love it. You really will. May not agree with it, but it's fascinating, and he brings the receipts there too. Ron is a interesting cat. Now let me go to Matt, another interesting cat on the Bill Myers Show. How you doing, Matt? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. I mean, actually, I'm going to critique Trump here a little bit, and I only do this because as I was watching the debate live, I came up with things right away that I was disappointed that he didn't come up with. But to be fair, I don't have 60 million people or 20 million people watching me on TV.
Indeed.
So, you know, so it's easier sitting in your living room.
Now, this is one of those things, though, Matt, and I'll bring up a classic example. Do you remember when CNN the moderators were pressing Trump on what would you do about the millions of Americans who are suffering from the throes of addiction? In other words, what federal program are you going to come up with? And I understand why nobody wanted to go and talk about what new federal entitlement we were going to come up to take care of everybody that decided to mainline fentanyl everywhere you go. Right. We get that. And he kind of danced all around that and rather saying, you enforce the damn border and you stop the flow of the drugs coming from China into Mexico and everything, and you deport these bastards and you do that. It was the obvious answer. You cut off the supply and stop the addiction, you know, that way, or at least, you know, make sure that the material's not there. Would that have been a great way to respond? And I thought that was a lost opportunity on the football field last night.
You're getting to my point, Bill. Here's my biggest problem with debate. First of all, you played the one zinger I thought there really was. I mean, it was almost like watching Carson with a comedian on his show, where Carson is constantly setting up the comedians when he basically says, we beat Medicare. And it was low-hanging fruit for Trump to say, yeah, you're beating it to death, you know, by putting all these illegal aliens on it. So that was the one zinger, I thought. You're making a great point, and this is one of the things I wanted to bring up. When it came up to child care specifically, this is when it really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, you know, Jake and Dana, did you ever notice how politicians talk about problems? They never talk about the problem, how it's created. They always talk about how to pay for the problem. Nobody ever talks about why the problem is so expensive. When you're talking about two people having to work and one salary going directly to pay for child care, he said, the question we should be asking ourselves is, why can't one income support a family now? Why can't one income support a husband and a wife and the kids?
All right, hold on just a second. Yeah. You know what you get on that one? Real American salute. See, everything is about how is Uncle Sugar going to pay for a security blanket for your problem, right? And it comes right down to it. The entire system, the D.C. blob, both Republicans and Democrats, what have they been doing over the last 20 to 30 years with our economy?
Well, they've been funding they're funding the problem, but they aren't funding the solution. And the fact is.
But how did we get to the problem? How did we get the problem, though? How did we get the problem?
You mean how do we fix the problem?
How do we get the problem? I'll just skip. I'm sorry. I don't want to quiz you on this one. But, you know, in my opinion, the whole point was to deindustrialize, get the jobs out of the country, and make sure that a single guy couldn't keep a family together, a single man working. Couldn't do it, right?
Well.
Isn't that part of it?
I think that you're saying it's intentional. What I'm saying is they aren't smart enough to be intentional.
Oh.
What I'm saying is in the early days, these were huge errors. And then when those errors occur, then people take advantage of those errors. What I'm saying, this is no different than college, for example. When you go to the people like Trump, I don't know why Trump isn't saying this. I said this to you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't know how long ago. And I said, well, here's how you handle that. You say, colleges, you're picking up a third of the tab for all these people who were buried in these loans because you're benefiting from it. Banks, you're going to pick up a third. Students, you're picking up the other third. But the government, the taxpayers, aren't picking up any of it. You guys created the problem. You went to a college to get a degree that won't benefit you. The colleges took the money because, you know, they knew the money was coming from Pell Grants and other kinds of things and banks. And then the banks, of course, put in these loans, the one thing you can't BK to get out from under.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, it's always the same thing. It's always about not fixing the problem. Then you eliminate the funding issues. And so I thought for child care specifically, I would have said, look, Jake, Dana, you ever notice how politicians never talk about what's causing the child care to be so expensive? You know, maybe there are parents who would like to stay home and love their children every day and, maybe even homeschool them, be really involved in their lives. So that was one thing. When immigration came up, I was extremely disappointed because Trump had talked a lot about child trafficking and human trafficking in general. He made a big deal about this, and I felt he went after it pretty hard when he was president. The first thing I would have said when immigration came up, I would have looked at Joe and I would have said, turn his mic up. Go ahead, turn his mic up. And I would have said, Joe, what happened to the 85,000 children who have disappeared? The illegal immigrants who were brought over here, these children, what happened to them?
Wow.
And I just would have shut up and just said, what happened to them? I think the world needs to know, certainly America needs to know, we have 85,000 children who were dragged here, kicking and screaming, and now we don't know where they are, 85,000. And then he could say, you know, Grants Pass, the county of Josephine in Oregon has about 85,000 people. It is literally like every person living in that county has disappeared, and you have no idea where they went. And then when it came up about the cages, you put them in cages. Okay, Joe, you do know that you and Obama did that.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't come back with that. I was surprised. I was shocked.
And he should have said, and by the way, I don't disagree. We should have made sure that every child that crossed that border was indeed with their parents. And then we could have sent them back as a family.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, I really appreciate the call and always
all
thoughtful.
Right, so I'll catch you later.
Yeah, but some moments lost. last night, okay? 4 minutes after 7, this is KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. We'll catch up on Town Hall news here in just a moment. I know that the breaking news that is supposedly coming in, as if there wasn't enough, is that the Supreme Court decision on Trump's immunity is rumored to be coming out this morning. Okay, so what happens next? I mean, could we have a, Biden out and then Trump with no immunity? And then, I don't know. We'll find out.
If you've been injured in...